Interpretation. Music is said to be a universal language. People of all cultures can sense the free-spirited nature of jazz, the sadness of the blues, the energy of rock and roll, or the aggression of rap music. Similar universal principles also apply to visual art. Sharp angles project tension, while soft curves denote calm. Red shouts danger, while blue whispers peace. Yet to get beyond the generalities of spiritedness, sadness, tension, and calm to the very specifics of why or how, you'll need to communicate in a native tongue. I once traveled from America to Germany with a church youth group. The team danced and did pantomime on a small stage in Mülheim before a small crowd that had gathered in a shopping mall plaza. As they performed, I stood near the back and painted. The young people communicated universally using theatrics, while I communicated universally using art. I had a modest gathering of a few people around my easel. After the youth group's performance, an interpreter explained to the crowd in the German language the biblical message of salvation expressed in the skit. An invitation was given to receive Christ. Many people responded. I had no one to interpret in their language the meaning or purpose of my painting. So I simply pointed up to the sky and said, "Jesus," then pointed to my heart. No one responded. I later thought about the Tower of Babel and how God had confounded their universal language, which served to scatter the people over the earth. How important it is today for nations to cross cultures and work together to spread the gospel. We simply can't do it alone.